Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortices of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Savoir Fair, and you are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. And my computer decided to freeze up here, so pardon me while I try to get this back online. But I hope you're all enjoying this very summery day here in the Boston area. I think it's definitely within the 90s here still. And I'm going to try this one more time. Okay. So in any event, yes, Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm back here after a couple weeks off. I missed you too. And we got another hour of some great 80s for you. So stick around. And I'm going to kick it off with some local music here from The Cars.
We'll be right back.
Always. It was one of those nights when you feel It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition booklet filled with delicious cancer-fighting recipes, visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
And we're back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. We started off the show with The Cars and Night Spots from their 1979 release, Candy O. Our Daughter's Wedding gave us Target for Life from their 1981 release, Digital Cowboy. The Lucy Show was in there with New Message from their 1986 release, Mania. Something from the UK here. The Rosillos and Top of the Pops from their 1978 release, Can't Stand the Rosillos. Electric Light Orchestra is in there with Last Train to London from their 1979 release, Discovery. Wham gave us A Ray of Sunshine. That's off of their 1983 release, Fantastic. Pseudo Echo. Going down to Australia for that one. Gave us A Beat for You. That's from their 1984 release, Autumnal Park. And wrapping it up with some great synth pop from Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. And VCL 11 from their 1980 release, Organization. And fun fact here, the title of that OMD track there, VCL 11, they changed it to VCL X1, XI, whatever. But it's actually taken from the back cover of Kraftwerk's 1976 release, Radioactivity. And on that back cover, there is a schematic of a valve known as a VCL-11. And so that's OMD's homage to Kraftwerk. Plenty to get to here. So why don't we dive back into it with something from 1984 only on Songs from the Squid Pod.
controversy. I can't understand human curiosity. Controversy. Was it good for you? Was I what you wanted me to be? Controversy. Do you get high? Does your daddy cry?
And that's going to do it for me tonight here on Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire. I shall return next Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock for another trip back to the 80s. In the meantime, let's talk about what we've been listening to. We started the last set off with Starpoint and It's All Yours from their 1984 release of the same name. Shannon gave us Do You Want to Get Away from 1986. Chaz Jankel was in there with Without You from Chazablanca from 1983. And we wrapped it up with Prince and Controversy. That's also from his album of the same name from 1981. Hope you all have a great week. I got one more track to leave you with here from Gwen Guthrie. Back to 1985 for this one. Have a great week, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bring out all my desires. Hey.